KL4RA mobile. Good afternoon.
Hey, this is KL4LAO. Unusual call sign for this area. Where'd you get your license from?
But 4RA was an original license issued here in South Carolina by the FCC. I got my original license in Canada, in Nova Scotia, a good number of years ago. I still maintain that station and license, and that's Victor Echo 1, Bravo Mike India, over.
So what year did you get your license in South Carolina?
For a moment, you're testing my memory there, but it's about 21, 22 years ago, somewhere around there.
Mine is maybe a year and a half old, something like that. That's the KO4. You hear a lot of KO4s in the local area.
34RA. And was that KL4 or KO4? Over.
Alpha Oscar.
Very good. I take it you were driving in the area this afternoon?
Trying to pick up a part for my truck get that before the store closed. So I figured I'd do that here this afternoon.
And by the way, my name is Bill, and I live just, about 6 or 7 miles east of Simpsonville.
I'm up here in Traveler's Rest, headed towards Greer.
Well, I was just about halfway home from running an errand to pick up a few things, and when I responded to your call there. So thanks for coming back to me, and nice to meet you here on the train this afternoon. I am just about 3 minutes from my house, so I'll get close to the end of this year.
Nice to talk to you. I'll say 73 for now, and hope to talk to you later on the air. AJ4RA, this is KO4LAO. I'll be clear on your last.
KO4LAO, thank you, and 73 to you too, and have a great evening. Alpha Juliet 4, Romeo Alpha.
Bill, have a nice day. Jim, KO4LAO, N0TR.
KO4LO, KO4LAO. Hello, Tom. Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Kansas has been a coon's age. Yeah, I was sitting here pulling my hair out trying to set in a CTCSS tone in this stupid icon. Oh, I hate that. Their book is terrible. The Yeshus, I don't have any problem with. I got one of those in the car, and I got two of these old ICOMs here in the house, and they're a pain in the gluteus maximus, and that ain't your elbow.
What ICOM do you have?
Gosh, Jim, I think 208's what it is. I've had it quite a while. I love it. It's good radio, but sometimes getting the CTCSS tone in there is a booger.
I'm talking on a Yaesu here, 2980, and I really like them. They're built like tanks.
208H. I think I just seen the light splitter, didn't I, Bernice? Oh, I thought I did. Oh, well, we're going to have rotating brownouts this summer. I hope they keep them in California, Jim.
California, and I'll tell you what, that PG&E electric bill was pretty tough some months in the summertime.
Kansas, too. I don't know how much it is now, but I know about 12 years ago they were the same rate as what we are now. Ours is 11 cents a kW, and we pay it on a, what do you call that thing, Bernice? Yeah, it's a steady payment plan. It's $190 a month, I think. But I'm really happy with it, and I'm glad we got nuclear here. We always overpay it, and then they kick it back to you every year at the end of the year.
Nice to have it. How's the CW going these days?
antenna. You'll have to come by and see it. I haven't been on a whole lot lately. A couple of weeks ago, I had a good night, and I worked Mongolia and several other places, kind of stretching the wire out there. That was on the Super Loop. And that's about the middle of Russia, as you well know. And I've worked him before, but not on 15 meters. But sunspots are down now. I was reading that a while ago on the ARRL website. I think there's two up there, but, oh gosh, I don't know, it was 58 or 59 in that area. You need it up around 150. But one evening it was real good, and I worked quite a few DX stations. I put up a new 160-meter vertical. That's Bernice making noise in the background here. And we just finished eating dinner. And it's kind of a different thing, Jim. It's a 160-meter vertical, and Chad come out and helped me shoot it up, or he did shoot it up. And it's got a counterpoise on it, which is really a neat-looking thing. It doesn't have radials on it. Normally, verticals all have a zillion radials, and I didn't want to do that. But this is Kilowatt 2 Alpha Victor's design, I think. And, guys, when we got done, the SWR was 1.3 when I finally got it run to the house.
How many watts are you normally running through that?
Did it one evening. There's nothing on 160 meters now, unless it's way, way late at night. Rusty said he heard something about midnight the other night, but I listened a couple hours before that, and there was absolutely nothing on CW or sideband. But I went up to 40 meters and tried it out, and I my first contact was on CW was in Italy, which is usually really easy for me here. It was at I3WRTC. They've been operating a special event on several bands. And then I don't usually use sideband a whole lot. So I went up to sideband 7164, and I heard a gentleman talking to his brother, and they seemed like really nice guys. He was in Louisiana, and he says, "Hey, stand by a minute." And he says, "Brother," he says, "I'll just call CQ here and see if anybody else is listening." Guys, I must have talked to him for a half hour. And he was in Louisiana, and his brother was in Tennessee, and they all had glowing reports on that, and that was on that 160-meter vertical. He did say when I switched to the Super Loop that I gained two S units, so I like that Super Loop. Jim, there's QR Mexico, some infantile idiot, but you just talk right over him.
Yep, roger that.
Go ahead, come visit, and I seen on the ARRL website today they leveled the highest fine in years on there, and it was $34,000 for interference. So c'est la vie, so life goes, it catches up to you. Come on by and see it, Jim, if you get down here. You're welcome anytime.
I need to do that. I need to come by and and visit and meet you in person. But I've been swamped with work and still doing CW, trying to get that, you know, get through the advanced class. But it's going pretty good. And hopefully after this class is over, I'll have a little time this summer to do some more DX and with CW.
Well, come over anytime, Jim. You're always welcome. And I'll walk you out there and show you the new antenna. And I think it's going to work out well. And some night, if I get up in the middle of the night, I might go downstairs and see if there's anything on 160. But it's just a winter band, and so I don't expect much. But it tunes clear up to 30, I know. I'm thinking it won't go much higher than that, but up into the 20-meter band. But it does fine for what it is. And Bill N4IQ give me some information on it, and Chad come out and help me shoot it up. And Bernice and I built the counterpoise, so I'm pretty tickled with it. And I finally got the wire run out to it. It's 150 feet from my antenna switch box out there. That sent me back a couple of bucks.
And that wire is not getting any less expensive, that's for sure.
It was $239 for $195, I might add, for 150 feet of LMR 400.
That's pretty good wire, pretty good coax anyways. But yeah, I've been just trying to get through the course material here for this advanced class. And, got a lot more to do, but I tell you what, it's a lot of work just to keep up with the homework.
Yeah, you were doing just fine when I talked to you that one night on CW, so I can't imagine where you're at now. Conversational CW is tough. It really is, but you've done a good job.
The big deal is head copy. I'm struggling with that like everybody else is, so, you know, but NY4G here in the local area has helped me a lot. And, we do QSOs in the morning where we'll just send phrases back and forth, three-word phrases back and forth, and I try to do it without any writing anything down, and it does help.
A fantastic gentleman and just absolutely brilliant in everything he does, matter of fact. And I wish he'd get back over here. He hadn't come by. Oh, I come by a few times during that COVID stuff, but we miss him. He's like family here, and we really enjoy having him over.
Yeah, I'd like to see that 160, see what you got there. I'll say 73 for now, so N0TR, KO4, LEO is clear.
There. 73, Jim.
Elmer.
Better be able to run over 1,000 foot a second.